San Diego is the site of IBTTA's Summit on AET, Managed Lanes, and Interoperability, July 20th through 22nd. The keynote speaker will be Joseph Kopser, the CEO and co-founder of RideScout. IBTTA Radio spoke with him to learn a bit more about RideScout and how it relates to the toll industry.
The reason why I got into this is I'm like anybody else. Mobility and transportation and driving is an everyday part of my life. And growing up, after graduating from West Point, I spent 20 years in the United States Army. And so I got to live in 9 different places in the United States and see how differently they define mobility. And it kind of started to come to a boiling point for me, traffic and congestion and daily life just getting around a city in Washington, D.C., when I had a very short 5-mile commute to work that could go anywhere from a 10-minute ride to an hour ride, depending on all the factors that get involved. I could ride a bike, I could walk if I felt really energetic, I could even bus metro, I could bus to the metro, I could ride myself, I could ride with a friend. There were so many combinations that I myself, growing up as an Army officer, was always looking to solve problems. And then when I retired from the Army, I thought this was a great opportunity to attack something like transportation because it impacts everybody's daily life. So, you know, that's what kind of caused RideScout to be born and how my background kind of led to this point where I saw so many different communities across the U.S. and how they tackle the problems. And so I'm bringing all that to bear with RideScout.
I think most people who are listening to this interview are familiar at least with the name RideScout, but they may not know exactly what it is. Tell me a little bit more about what the service offers and what is available through it.
So at its simplest point, RideScout is a technology platform for your smartphone and iOS and Android that takes all the available transportation options, puts them into one place, and sorts them based on time and cost and mode, just in the same way you were to buy an airline ticket and choose between airlines and cities and connections and times of day. We do the same thing for ground transportation because that's what was frustrating me living in Washington, D.C. a few years back, is that I had no one single place to compare all my options and to make an informed decision on the fly when life gets in the way and you had to make last-minute changes. So what we offer is really 4 major buckets. We combine all of the public transportation that's in a region. We combine all of the ride-for-hire services, taxi, traditional taxi, and new stuff like the taxi aggregators, Flywheel, and Halo, and Get Taxi up in New York, as well as the new emerging TNCs, they're called, transportation network companies. Sidecar, for instance, is one of those. And then we also provide all of the new car-sharing services that are out there, from the newer ones like Cartago in the last couple of years to the slightly older ones like Zipcar, which has been around for a little over 10 years. But then we're also talking to the major car rental companies that are getting into the car sharing experience as well. And then finally, we not only provide bike share capabilities, but we also provide biking and walking instructions. And the cost there, we show them and reflect them in terms of the calories you burn if you take. So we are really getting at the whole ecosystem. And then on top of that, we're building out this summer and fall a true dynamic ride share capability that in major cities where they have park and rides or slugs like in D.C. or casual commuters like in San Francisco, we're bringing all that together. So it really will be every part of the driving, riding, walking, biking experience.
Now, you're going to be the keynote speaker at IBTTA's Summit on All-Electronic Tolling, Managed Lanes, and Interoperability in San Diego in July. How does RideScout fit in with toll agencies?
In a number of ways. At RideScout, we're just the next evolution of what electronic toll collection has become over the last 2 or 3 decades. When you look at what EasyPass and what pioneers like Larry Yermak, who, by the way, Larry Yermak is, you know, a respected friend and colleague, I just can't say enough great things about him. What we've done in this country with EasyPass is give someone the ability in their car to travel not just from Maine all the way down to Georgia or as far west as Illinois, but to have a seamless experience where they don't have to stop or slow down. They don't have multiple forms of payment. They don't have to have multiple different cards. It's all usually in one bill, and it's seamless. That kind of methodology is what we're trying to bring to transportation across all modes of ground transportation, where you're going to be able to move between different modes seamlessly. You're going to be able to keep the payment systems of different types of transit and different payment methods between taxi or public transit, all inside one billing process, inside one billing app with RideScout. And so That's the first thing I'll say, is that we're all about this seamless experience. The second thing is the whole reason why we created the tolling industry, the modern tolling industry that we did today in the world, is so that we can keep traffic moving. Because there's nothing worse for efficiencies when it comes to congestion in highways than to have people have to stop to be able to pay for the right to drive on that road. And then I guess the other huge theme that I'll be talking about during the keynote is the fact that tolling in many ways represents what the public-private partnership should be, because if you recall, the original toll roads hundreds of years ago were private companies who decided to build bridges or build roads, and the tolls were used to be able to pay for those proceeds. In the United States, we've gotten a little away from that concept, and we spent so many tax dollars to build open interstates, freeways, highways, where the cost is spread, and people don't really appreciate the fully burdened cost of maintenance of that roadway, of upkeep for that highway or those bridges, and tolling obviously serves that purpose. Where we're really excited in Ride Scout, where we're going to bring tolling together with Ride Scout, is in the function right now in the app. When you look at the driving experience, we're only capturing the 56 cents per mile for the route that you take. We're not accurately reflecting the tolls that are on there. So what we envision going forward is a combination long term of not only complete and accurate transparent pricing information, but to work directly with municipalities and regions and states that have tolling apparatus to do a more efficient dynamic tolling. Because what we all want to do is shift behavior just a little bit and encourage people to leave for work a little bit earlier or a little bit later, not dramatically by hour or two swings either way, but just enough to keep all those cars on the road moving quickly, because that is the real way to prevent congestion and problems.
You talked a little bit about the long-term vision in terms of what you see Ride Scout incorporating as far as information for tolling prices and things of that sort. Are there any things that toll agencies should be doing now, can be doing now, or should be looking toward in the future to use the services of Ride Scout to better serve their customers?
Absolutely. Ride Scout is partnering this fall with a dynamic rideshare company called Karma. Karma operates today in San Francisco, D.C., and Austin. And in Austin, they're doing an experiment with a new tolling road and system that they're setting up where the municipalities, the government, will be offsetting the cost for drivers who are driving their car as a part of the Karma program, who are going through these toll lanes but are using, you know, the combination of Karma and in the future the Karma Ride Scout partnership to be able to find neighbors and coworkers, colleagues and friends to carpool with on a dynamic basis. May not be the same person 2 days in a row, but when you're putting two or three people in your car with you, what you're able to do is have offset costs for tolling or completely free tolling. And I think the long term, that's, again, getting at the behaviors and the incentives. And toll regions right now can begin those experiments with Karma and in concert with Ride Scout. Because what Ride Scout's going to do is, when you're at home getting ready to go to work in the morning, whether you leave at 7 a.m., 8 a.m., or 9 a.m., or whether your schedule changes, we're going to give you the ability to perhaps find someone in the Karma carpooling network or the carpooling.com network or your own employer's carpooling network. And because they're dynamic, we're able to show you what's available right then and there. And that way you don't feel burdened to have to wait longer or leave early based on the needs of meeting a fixed or static carpool. So there are plenty of things toll agencies can do today to start being a part of that.
Joseph, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, and we look forward to hearing your keynote in San Diego in July.
I appreciate the time talking about Ride Scout. Thanks for having me on.